we have this scripture. It says, but you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. Our God, our fathers trusted in you. They trusted, and you delivered them. Now, this is roughly the scripture, depending upon which translation you use. It says, God inhabits the praises of his people. God inhabits the praises of his people. Now, I want you to listen to this and place this place this in your own personal life of praise, okay? Praise, the pathway to God's presence. Praise pathway. Unquestionably, one of the most remarkable and exciting things about honest and sincere praise is taught here in this scripture. Praise will bring the presence of God. Although God is everywhere present, there is a distinct manifestation of his rule which enters the environment of praise. Here is the remedy for times when you feel alone, deserted, or depressed. Praise. However, simply compose your song and testify to God's goodness in your life. The result, God enters. His presence will live or take up residence in our lives. The word inhabit in Hebrew means to sit down, to remain, to settle, or marry. In other words, God does not merely visit us when we praise him, but his presence abides with us, and we partner with him in a growing relationship. Let this truth create faith and trust and lead to deliverance from satanic harassment, torment, and bondage. Notice how this text ties three words together: praises, trusted, and delivered. Now, God inhabited the praises of people in that situation Laverne talked about last Sunday morning with Jehoshaphat and his army. They praised God, and God showed up and showed off. And when you get in those situations, you need to do that. And when we come together as a corporate, we don't come here. I hope you didn't come here to hear the praise and worship team do their music before God. But what you need to do is to come here and say, I am going to join in it. I am going to participate in it. This is me. It's not just them. Now, just think about the times when you may be driving down the road, you turn on Christian music, and they play a song that's one of your favorite songs or one that you really like, and all of a sudden you start feeling yourself just lift up and you start singing along with it. And for just a moment there, no matter what you're going through, it seems like, and you could rejoice in the Lord. And that's the thing that we're looking for here. Did you know that and when it comes to the songs that we do, somebody wrote them. Somebody composed those songs, put the music to them. And it's just like when you go to find a birthday card or an anniversary card or a Mother's Day card or any kind of card that you look for and you're going to send to somebody, you look through the cards to pick out one that you think fits the situation. Now, let me ask you this. Did you know that somebody somewhere in somebody's building, particularly Hallmark, wherever their office is, it's their job to sit down and to write things that they put in those cards? Somebody composed them. Somebody sat down and thought about them. And then you go to the store, you pick them up, you read through them, and you say, boy, I like the way that one sounds. And then you send it to somebody. But did you know, what do you do when you send it? There's one thing, generally, I mean, I would expect you to do it unless you just don't really care. You put your name on it. Now, you know, that card can be sent to anybody, and anybody can be touched by it. But if you got a card in the mail and you didn't know where it came from and you read it and it was a beautiful card and you thought, wow, that's a nice card, and your thought, the next thought is, wonder where that came from. But when you open that card, you read that card and somebody's name is at the bottom of that card, that's when the tears come to your eyes. That's when your heart starts to be lifted up. Because you know that somebody that cared about you sent you that card. Now, when we sing these songs that these other people wrote, don't sing them like you're singing them out here on the street and to nobody in particular. When you sing those songs, you sing them as if you're sending them to God like you would send a friend or a loved one a card and sign your name to it. And I think, and I don't know if you're doing the song or not this morning, I want to sign my name, write my name at the end of each day. My life song, let my life song sing to you. I want to sign my name at the end of the day. I want you to know, God, that this is for me. And that's the thing that I'm encouraging and challenging you. Because it's not the same when you stand and you listen to somebody else or think about what somebody else is doing and saying, boy, they did a good job on that song, or I really like to hear that song. Well, sign it. Put your name to it. And listen to this. The Psalms were the praise hymnal of the early church, and as such are laden with principles fully applicable for New Testament living today. Few principles are more essential to our understanding than this one. The presence of God's kingdom power is directly related to the practice of God's praise. The verb enthroned indicates that wherever God's people exalt his name, he is ready to manifest his kingdom's power in the way most appropriate to the situation, as his rule is invited to invade our setting. It is this fact that properly leads many to conclude that in a very real way, praise prepares a specific and present place for God among his people. Some have chosen the term "establish his throne" to describe this enthroning of God in our midst by our worshiping and praising welcome. God waits the powerful and praise-filled worship of his people as an entry point for his kingdom to come to enter, that his will be done in human circumstances. We do not manipulate God, but align ourselves with the great kingdom truth. He is the power, ours is the privilege and responsibility to welcome him into our world, our private, present world, and the circumstances of our society. That's what praise is. Praise is not just singing a song because it makes you feel good. It's directing it and signing it and making it your personal communication with God. God loves to get your love letters. And when he gets them, he responds in kind. And you get blessed. Amen. Let's stand together. I want to pray, and then we're going to worship and praise our God. And we're going to do it from our heart. You're going to do it. You're going to sign the song today as you sing it. You're going to sign it. It's going to be your personal song. Father, in the name of Jesus this morning, we come to you, opening up our hearts and our minds to what real worship and praise is. That it's our sending you a love letter about how much we appreciate what you've done. How your Son came and saved us from our sin. How you come into our lives, Lord God. How you have promised, I will never leave you nor forsake you. How you promised, Lord God, that you would stay closer than a brother. How you promised that in all things we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, today that you're coming and you're going to manifest and enthrone yourself, Lord God, in our praise today. And if we will praise you, Lord God, whatever we need, you'll begin to work upon it. Whatever our situation is, you'll begin to deal with it, Lord God. Your power will begin to flow, and our faith will begin to rise, Lord God, as we come together in your presence and as we come together as a corporate group, that we are here not for one purpose only, Lord God, and that's not to see who else is here. That's not to judge whether or not somebody should be here that isn't here. But that's to come into your presence to make ourselves, Lord God, available to you so that you can come to us as you did to Jehoshaphat and his people, Lord God, when their praises broke loose your power over their enemy and set them free. Lord God, let that be our attitude this morning. Let our praise begin here, Lord God, and let it carry as far as we have faith for it to go, that we might see a change in our society, that we might be to see a change in other people's situations, those that are not with us this morning because of physical things that are going on with them, Lord God. Ricardo and Matthew and Danny and Hope. and any others that we might not even know about, Lord God, at this point. But I thank you for touching them, and then even as your people, in the midst of their praise, begin to lift up things from their hearts to you and say, Lord, can you deal with this? Can you touch Amen. This person? Amen. Can you change this situation? Amen. And Lord God, as we praise our way through, Lord God, like the children of Israel did when Jehoshaphat's singers went before the army, we thank you, Lord God, for that opportunity now to come before you, to present ourselves to you, Lord God, and to receive your presence flowing in our lives Amen. So that we know that your kingdom come and your will is done in our lives. And we thank you for it, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Lift up the name of Jesus. Shout it everywhere you go. Lift up the name of Jesus. You gotta let the whole world know. He said, if I be lifted up, I draw men unto me. Come on and lift him up. Lift him up. If I be lifted up, I draw men unto me. Come on and lift him up. Oh, we lift you up today, Lord. All right now. Deaf ears will be open, blinded eyes will see, chains will be broken, we'll have victory. Come on and lift him up. Lift him up. Come on and lift him up. Lift him up. If I be lifted up, I draw men unto me. Come on and lift him up. Lift him up. All right, number one. Well, lift up the name of Jesus. Shout it everywhere you go. Lift up the name of Jesus. You gotta let the whole world know. He said, if I be lifted up, I draw men unto me. Come on and lift him up. Lift him up. If I be lifted up, I draw all men unto me. Come on and lift him up. Lift him up. Well, deaf ears will be open, blinded eyes will see, chains will be broken, we'll have victory. Come on and lift him up. Lift him up. You gotta lift him up. Lift him up. If I be lifted up, I'll draw men unto me. Come on and lift him up. Lift him up. Amen. Woo. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You know, when Sherry was talking about praise and worship, I got to thinking, you know, you read the New Testament and you read the letters that Paul and Peter and the different ones wrote to the churches and how they met in their houses. You don't know. We really don't know how they worshiped. We've got the word that they got. So, you know, how do you determine how to conduct worship? Because what lifts up your spirit? What lifts up your heart? Amen? That's how you determine, you know, what's it doing to me? What is it doing to me? Amen. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus.
I can remember years Amen. Ago when we first started here in New Life, and all we had was a burning our 12-string guitar, and we got into the presence of God with it
Amen.
Because our hearts were reaching out to Him, and not what was just around us.
Hallelujah. Amazing grace. Amen. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Amazing love now flowing down. that were nailed to the tree. His grace flows down and covers me. Amazing grace. Come on, church. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Amazing love. Now flowing down from hands and feet that were nailed to the tree. His grace flows down and covers me. It covers me. It covers me. It covers me. And covers me. You know, Ricardo was recently at a place where he was ministering, and he was sharing with me that, you know, some of the results of, as he was singing some of the songs like we do here, it was a traditional church. He happened to sing that song, Redeemed, you know, and he said after it was over with, this elderly man came up to him, and he said, I just want you to know, I was ready to quit. He said, I felt like, you know, unworthy. Am I really a Christian? But he said, when I heard that song, Redeemed, I realized I was. And Cardo said, I thought to myself, all these years you've been in church and you didn't understand what redeemed meant. And you know, we're free. You know, we can sing about the amazing grace that it covers me. And another person was sharing with me about, you know, understanding about grace and everything. And they went through a hard time about, oh, for 2 or 3 years, a lot of physical pain and a lot of things going on and a lot of financial pressures, and it just wasn't getting any better. And finally one day they just said, you know what, I'm quitting the medicine. And they just went off of just about everything they had, and God was faithful. Now they got a God word telling them to do that. But this person said, even though they knew God had delivered them and healed them and provided a brand new job for them, he was angry. And he wasn't necessarily angry at God. He was angry at himself for letting himself walk through that. And a good Christian brother said, you got to get out of the past. If the devil can keep you angry over something that happened, even though you may not be blaming God, you may be blaming yourself or somebody else, he's keeping you in the past and you're not moving forward. And the Bible says, no man having putting his hand to the plow and looking what? Back. Sure, there's things we'd like to redo, but I can't redo them. All I can do is face today and say, I'm going to do it different today. Amen. Because of what? Amazing grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Amazing love, now flowing down from hands and feet that were nailed to the tree. His grace flows down and covers me. It covers me. It covers me. It covers me. And covers me. It covers me. It covers me. It covers me. It covers me. And covers me. use me. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, it covers me. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God Almighty. Amen. We magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God because of his amazing grace. I don't have to worry. I'm not supposed to because I've put everything into his hands. Amen.
Amen.
You know, they got that new song out now, Fear is a Liar. I like that. You know what it is? Because anytime I'm afraid, it's not from God. And you don't have to worry, and don't you be afraid. Come on now, church. Joy comes in the morning. Troubles, they don't last always. Remember, there's a friend named Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, oh, I know that I can make it. Do you know that, church? I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. With Jesus I can take it. With him I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. So when your tests and trials, they seem to get you down, and all your friends and loved ones are nowhere to be found, remember, there's a friend named Jesus who will wipe your tears away. Come on. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, oh, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. With Jesus I can take it. Come on. With him I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. So you don't have to worry, and don't you be afraid. Joy comes in the morning. Troubles, they don't last always. Remember, there's a friend named Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, oh, I know that I can make it. Come on. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, My life is in your hands. No matter, no matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. You know, the Spirit of the Lord just spoke to me, and he says there's somebody listening or somebody here that, you know, there's different ways that your heart can be broken. Your heart can be broken when people let you down, you know, and there's a grieving that goes on. Or your heart can be broken when you lose a loved one. Or your heart can be broken if you feel like nobody cares. And Jesus says it doesn't matter, because he says, first of all, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. And we can always have this promise, is that he is there, he is with us, and that we can make it. And you know, because joy comes in the morning, amen? And we praise you, Heavenly Father, for that. And I just speak peace. I just speak freedom and peace to those that are just heartbroken, that are just engulfed in grief or in sorrow or in hurt or even depression.
Yes, Lord.
Because it's only the joy of the Lord that's our strength, that's going to get us through things, Father God. Life isn't fair, but you're fair. Thank you, Father God, that you are fair. And we don't quit on Sunday. We don't quit anytime because of your power and your grace and your strength that's on the inside of us. And the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in us and quickens our mortal bodies. Amen. That means he's in my mind. He's in every cell in my mind. And that every cell in my mind and in my head's alive, and it's strengthened and it's strong. And in my body, every cell in my body is alive and strong, and it's filled with the power of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. We praise and we love you, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your freedom.
Hallelujah.
Thank you that where the Spirit of the Lord is,
thank you, Lord,
there is freedom. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
And everything that you can't get rid of that's on your mind right now that's causing you problems, in the name of Jesus, I break it loose. You let it go. You free your mind from it. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Don't be conformed to this world's way, but be transformed by allowing those things that are burdening you and pushing you down, those things that you may be worried about, break them off right now.
Amen.
Lift them up to Jesus.
And you know, we're not talking about religion. You know, I like, you know, the word of Jesus said, you know, come unto me, all of you, you are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And when you read that in the Message Bible, it talks about the transforming power. Are you tired of religion? Are you just tired of trying to think you can only get God's blessing and be worthy if you do what's right? He says you've got it already, and that's your empowering strength to do what's right. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, and the Spirit of the Lord is on the inside of me. Can you put your hand on your stomach and say, the Spirit of the Lord is on the inside of me. And if that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me, it'll quicken my mortal body. Amen. And I have the peace that passes all understanding, because Jesus is the peace.
Amen.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Are you tired? Woo. If you're tired and you are thirsty, there is freedom. If you're tired and you are thirsty, there is freedom. Freedom reigns in this place. the showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face. There is freedom. Jesus reigns in this place, where the showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face. There is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. We lift our eyes to Jesus. There is freedom. We lift our eyes to Jesus. There is freedom. Freedom reigns in this place, where the showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face. There is freedom. Jesus reigns in this place, where the showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face. There is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Give your all to Jesus. Come on, church. There is freedom. You give your all to Jesus. There is freedom. You know why? Where the Spirit of the Lord is. Lord, we just thank you. Holy Spirit, you're welcome in this place. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, for your power and for what you're doing in all of our lives today, Father God. We worship and we magnify you. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you, Father God. We love you so much. Praise you and magnify you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Bob?
Yes.
I want to read a scripture, and you've all heard this, I'm sure. Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ, the word of the anointed one and his anointing, richly dwell within you with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Let me relate something else to you. Most people don't know this. 1640, the first book published in the colonies. By the Puritans. Now, Puritans have been given a bad rap, a lot of people. But they believed, and they had 30 pious ministers who translated from the Hebrew into English. And the first published and printed book in the colonies, which are to become the United States, was called the Bay Psalm Book. It was a psalter full of psalms that were set into metrical meter where they could sing it because they believed in the word that strongly. They even bought a printing press from England specifically to print that book. Now, don't you think the singing of the psalms over the years, that book went through about 10 editions, don't you think the singing of psalms over the years watered the land that was to become this country? And I think the Lord took notice when the first book published in what was to become a nation was a psalm book. And, I mean, that's pretty powerful when I think of it.
Wow. You know, when you've been brought up, I've said before that I thank God for my heritage because I was raised in a church that I was taught the hymns that were so based upon the hymns, the doctrines of the church. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer praise, the glory is of my God and King. And then we do the song, you know, I am redeemed. And then I thank God then the next phase in my life, it was the scripture songs. You know, we sang the Bible songs. And, you know, so many times now I can't quote a scripture, but I can sing it. But I praise God for it. And, you know, the thing you need to examine when you're thinking about a song is it really saying anything? There's a lot of music out there. There's a lot of contemporary music out there. But there's some of it that I don't agree with the words. I know there's a song that it seems like it's pretty good, and you go on and you're listening to the words, and it says, I'm just a beggar in the presence of the Lord. And I go, I am not a beggar in the presence of the Lord. I will not, that song will not be part of my vocabulary. You've got to examine what you're singing and what you're saying so that when you go out of here and those and the words are in your soul and in your spirit, because that's what music does for you, what's coming out is the word and something's going to magnify the Lord and it's going to lift you up. You're not just a beggar in the presence of the Lord. I turn that song, I'll go, don't listen to that. You got to weed it out, amen, because it's very, very precious what you hear. Because what you hear will ultimately, if you hear it over and over again, it's going to, there's other songs that I just, you know, they mean well, but they just turn them off, you know. Because they're not, to me, they're not lining up with what I know about the Word of God. And if they don't line up with what I know about the Word of God, I don't want them in my head. Amen? Amen. We're going to do one more worship song. And I know I've done some old songs today because those are the songs I can lead. And they're the songs that my two guitar players back here can play without the drums and the piano. So you just had to bear with. But you know what? God is good, isn't he? Because he's in there. And we're going to take up the offering while we do this. And I thank God for the prosperity of New Life for the Nation. And I thank God that you are prosperous and you are in health. You know why? Because your soul is prospering. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Father God, for meeting all of our needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Amen. And I just here to tell you that there is nothing that's impossible with God. Amen. He's going to meet your need. And he's going to do above, abundantly, beyond anything you could ever think or imagine, because that's how our God is. I can only dream so big, but God goes a lot further than my dreams do, because he's greater than my dreams. Amen? Thank you, Father God, for the prosperity of your people in Jesus' name. Amen. Here I am waiting. Abide in me, I pray. Here I am longing for you. Hide me in your love. Bring me to my knees. May I know Jesus more and more. And we sing, come live in me all my life. Take over, come breathe in me, and I will rise on eagle's wings. Here I am waiting, abide in me, I pray. Here I am longing for you. Hide me in your love. Bring me to my knees. May I know Jesus more and more. Come live in me all my life. Take over. Come breathe in me, and I will rise on eagle's wings. Come live in me all my life. Take over. Come breathe in me, and I will rise on eagle's wings. And I will rise on eagle's wings. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to dismiss classes.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Okay. Okay.
Laverne quoted that song, or the words of that song, a little while ago. But Charles Wesley, oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise.
Uh-huh.
The glories of our God and King.
The triumph of his grace.
The triumph of his grace. And you know, one of the most well-known and well-loved, and you'd probably get a big percentage of the people to say, what is your favorite hymn? And they would say, Amazing Grace. But you know what the sad part of it is? They love the song. They're blessed by the song, but they don't know how to live it.
That's right.
Because they've always had somebody throwing work skewers into the mix. Yeah, grace is good, but now you got to work for this and work for that and work for the other thing. And if that's the truth and what all comes down to it, what in the world is grace good for, and what did the blood of Jesus accomplish? Now, I'm not saying, and you know that I don't say that if you believe in grace, you can just do whatever you want to, God will take care of it. Paul said that. He knew there were people he would talk about grace, and then he'd say, shall we sin that grace may abound? And then he'd say, certainly not. And then he would talk a little more, and then he would say, shall we sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. He knew that the message itself was being corrupted by some people to say, well, if that's the case and all it takes is grace, then it doesn't matter what I do. Huh, you go out and do some stuff and see if it matters. It'll tear you up. It'll tear you apart. It'll break your earthly life down to nothing. But grace is the power of God to live right, not just the forgiveness Amen. Of our mistakes. Amen. It gives us the ability to say no to sin and say, you no longer have dominion over
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
Because the grace of God has set me free.
Amen.
Amen. That's my second sermon. Shirley, we'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, praise and worship team.